Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to all listeners, wherever you are. I welcome you. Receive my greetings from Nakuru, Kenya, in the continent of Africa. Blessed viewers and listeners, I have a teaching that I want to share with you briefly, and I know it will bless your heart and it will bless your life. I pray that you may take time with me as we move together in these teachings. And the teaching that I want to present before you is entitled "The Importance of Intercession in the Believer and in the Ministry." The importance of intercession in the believer and in the ministry. And we will take our read from the text in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. The book that we are going to use as a text today is in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, that says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." I will read again. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made to God." That is the text we have used, and we are going to learn some few things concerning intercession. First and foremost, we know that we have intercession and also we have intercessor. Intercessor is a person who does the intercession. And intercession means combined prayers for specific purpose or burden. Intercession means combined prayers for specific purpose or burden. Yes, one can be an intercessor, but usually it is a small group or a group of people with a purpose or at least a burden to intercede for a specific things. And again, in intercession, we have levels from lower level to a higher level. We can intercede from individual level. We can intercede for a church level. We can intercede in a community level. And also we can intercede in a national level. When we take the book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 20 to 21, we see Isaac interceding individually for the needs and for the need of his house. He was interceding for his wife Rebecca to have a son. He was interceding individually, and God granted him his prayer need. When it comes to interceding for the church, we see in Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 8, the Bible says the church interceded on behalf of Peter when he was in prison. Again, we can see also intercession was made in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, from verse 5 to 11, he was interceding for the community and for the people of Israel. So, intercession is in different levels, and it can mount from lower level to a higher level according to the burden placed in the heart and in the life of a person. And about intercession, also we have a ministry of intercession. The ministry of intercession is not by choice, but it's by calling. Again, it is not good for yourself to force yourself to be an intercessor, but one has to be called in that area. The only way one can know they are called into intercession ministry is the type of burden which comes upon their spirits. Because intercession without burden is very painful. Because intercession without burden is very painful. And also in a ministry setup, it is wise to select people to be part of intercession when they have the burden to pray. Because the ministry of intercession calls for a burden. It is not good to set up a group of intercessors, but they lack the burden, so they end up meeting just to obey the man of God. Please, the man of God should set intercessors, people who have a burden and also who have a calling. Intercessor is very much important in the church, but not everyone is called to do so. So leaders, preachers, pastors who are in front line, it is important to have intercessors, but they should be intercessors first by themselves. Because intercessors, they are burden carriers. And who should be carrying the first burden is the leader of the house and the father of the house. When we speak about intercession, these are people who loved God. And also they loved you. And also they love the work that the Lord has laid in your life. And they are willing to help you that you may come to fulfill your dream. These are people who love the Lord very much. And also they don't want that your dream or your vision may die. Intercessors are people who can sacrifice for you, and also they can sacrifice for the vision. What we know, we need money, but rich people in the church can only give you money, but that does not make them intercessors. An intercessor can be one without money or without riches, but yet in love with you and the vision that you have. And they can give their time to cry for the ministry before God. Intercessors are such people. Even when you fall into a scandal, instead of laughing at you or going on social media, they will rather go before God to cry for you and for your restoration and ministry, because it is not their joy to see the work falling. We need intercessors in the church. We need intercessors in the ministry. And we need intercessors in the nation as well. Usually, intercessors who can do that thing in your ministry, they are not intercessors. Usually, intercessors who can do that thing in your ministry are not people who speak many words, but they are people who are wise, they are grown-ups, and they are ready to do what they should be doing and again, they really mean what they are doing. This is a different case with young people, because they are busy fighting for passion for their flesh. Again, we can see in the text, in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 36, there was a woman, there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And as a widow till she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at the very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him of all who are looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Here we see a woman by the name Anna. She was a prophetess, but she has a burden on her heart of seeing the salvation of the world. And so she stayed in the temple interceding day and night until what she was praying for manifested. The same with a guy called Simeon, who also waited in prayer until Jesus was born. And that is why I say, brethren, we need intercessors. But we need burden intercessors. People who have the burden, people who have the cry to stand, to intercede for the welfare of others and for the welfare of a nation. We see that intercessors in a ministry can go a long way in prayer than you expected. And I pray when you have such people in your ministry, you need to make sure that they are properly placed and properly respected and honored. Because having people give you money, but no one praying for you, the journey will not become so easy, but might become very painful. Even though we may have people to pray for us, but intercessors who are dear to you and around you are of great importance to you and the destiny. That is why some great men of God who observe such people in their ministries and lives sacrifice financially and materially to make such people happy because they understand their importance. I tell you, brethren, if you have a person or just a small group of people who prays for you, you go to love them. These are your vision bearers. Don't neglect them. Have them and spend time with them. Because also we see our Master Jesus Christ, he had three people that he spent more time with them. The sons of Zebedee, and with Peter. Even Jesus needed intercessors. That is why he took three guys to watch with him. I pray tonight or today, may God raise people who will truly pray for you and pray with you. Because you need them. And they are important for you and with you. You need people who will watch with you in your spiritual trying times. I mean again, people who will sacrifice for you under the vision. Moses had Aaron and Hur who are lifting up his hands while Joshua on the battlefield. While Joshua was on the battlefield, you need such people to lift up your hands in the spirit such that the ministry may continue. When God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham stood on the gap to intercede until Lot and his family were saved. Ladies, brethren, for our lives and family to be well preserved after we have done all these spiritual activities, we need some few people who loves us to pray for us. Write in your ministry as a leader. You need also to have such men and people who can stand with you and give your time with them. Because God does not give you a vision and fails to give you a vision bearers. The reason why pastors' children are attacked is because of a lack of intercessors in our days. The reason why the pastors' wives are attacked is because intercessors are lacking in our days. The reason why pastors themselves are attacked. It's because intercessors are lacking in our days. The reason why this generation does not have such intercessors is also because the man of God says, I am the only one who can pray for you. But Apostle Paul also asks prayers for the church. Don't make your church feel like you are the superior. Be very humble and ask their prayers as you need them. Servants of God, let us pray to God to raise us vision bearers, because alone we expire very fast. Locate few people who can sacrifice for you and draw them close to you. Draw them close to you and love them, honor them, and make them know they are there for you. I thank God for all that have taken time to listen to this word. Because the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, be anxious for nothing in verse 6. That means that before we pray, there is a need and a reason. So being anxious is the awakening of the inner problem that needs to be addressed. And that's why prayer is needed and intercession is also needed. So I urge men and women that it's high time to make our request known to God. May God bless you as you take time to listen to these teachings. Again, I will bring another teaching when God gives the grace and the revelation. Thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Stephen Okoth, the senior pastor of Oasis Faith Christian Church in Nakuru, Kenya, in the continent of Africa. God bless you.